So for those of you that that are guests this evening, you see the picture. That is our macaroni and cheese menorah. It is over 1,000 boxes of macaroni and cheese, which were donated to the Lorton Community Center, and our religious school students put it all together, and it's a really, really neat project. So to begin this evening, I'm going to need help from particularly from those who are in religious school. How many folks do we have that are fourth grade and below? Okay. How many fifth grade? How many above fifth grade? Okay, great. And so now let's begin by talking about sports. So what are some of your favorite sports? Favorite sports? You may be on a team. Let me come around. Okay, Logan.
Wait, can I say two?
Yeah, go ahead.
Basketball and soccer.
Okay, Logan's brother, come on up.
Soccer and baseball.
Great, okay, yes.
Gymnastics.
Great.
Swimming and dancing.
Thanks, Hannah. And Shayna?
Swimming.
Great. And Zev?
Baseball, soccer, basketball, and football.
Okay. Almost got all of them up there. Okay. Coming down the other side. If you're in the middle, come on over a little bit. Okay. Elaine, come on over. Here we go.
Wrestling and football.
Cool. Okay. Yes. Lauren?
Horseback riding.
Okay, and Hannah?
Soccer.
And Olivia?
Soccer.
Great.
Competitive swimming.
Ah, great, Joshua. Okay, Reuben, come on up, Connor.
Hockey and baseball.
Figure skating.
Cool, cool. Wow, we've got a lot of sports. I tried to put up as many as I could get onto one slide. Now, here is my next question, and those who are a little older can help out. Have you ever been at a game when a team was really, really far behind? This slide is especially for Neil Sidon. Notice what team it is. It is Navy. And then came back and win. One, have you ever seen a great comeback game? Anybody ever see a great comeback game? Okay, just a couple people. Come on over. What was a great comeback game? Yes. Okay. I see David's got to have his hand up.
Denver Broncos come back against Cleveland Browns with the drive.
Great. Oh. Rabbi Rappaport and I have had this discussion. We're modeling for the children, so we don't boo in temple, okay? Because we don't want to get the thing when we come in on Sunday and we say something, and they say, but I saw the adults doing it at services. Not cool. Okay.
Nats come back against the Dodgers.
Great. Okay. All right. Two in the same. Okay. All right. A couple from the other side. Okay. Anybody else? Great comebacks. Come on over to the edge so that you can come down and people don't have to wait while I walk. Yes.
Patriots come back get against the Falcons at the Super Bowl.
Great. Come on over here. Yes.
86 World Series, Mets versus Red Sox. The ball went through Bill Buckner's legs, and that was the rest was history.
Great. And?
Buccaneers at Washington, and they're down 24-0 at half and 131-30.
Wow, great. So here is one of my favorite comebacks. Having been in New York for a really long time, one of my favorite comebacks is the amazing Mets, the 1969 Mets. Why is this amazing? Because one could say that they were the worst team in baseball. The Mets were created in 1962, and up until 1969, there were 10 teams in the National League, and the Mets had never finished higher than ninth. in five seasons, they had lost more than 100 games. And in 1969, it all turned around, and the Mets won the World Series. And let's see, Rabbi Rappaport, what are you thinking about?
Well, I hope this stays on better than the menorah hat. Okay, one of my favorite comebacks, one of my favorite sports stories, is the first time women's soccer was played at the Olympics. In 1996, the United States women's team won the gold medal. They beat Norway in the semifinals. They beat China for the championship. And one of the most famous players was Mia Hamm. In the last game, even though she was injured, Mia kept playing. And the team went to victory.
There's our gold medal. So now here's the next question. What's the miracle of Hanukkah? So, Rabbi Rappaport talked with the students in the religious school last week in Kahal about what is Hanukkah all about. So, what's the miracle of Hanukkah? Hannah and then Lane, okay, what do you got?
The oil lasting all 8 nights.
The oil lasting for 8 nights. Wow, we didn't plan this before, did we? No. Okay, great. Anybody else? What's the miracle of Hanukkah? Yes, Lane, what's the miracle of Hanukkah?
The Maccabees beat the entire Greek army.
The Maccabees beat the Assyrian army. We didn't plan that beforehand. You're not a plant, right? So we've got the miracle of the oil. We have got the miracle of the Maccabees. But to me, there is another miracle. So how do our sports teams and comebacks relate to Hanukkah? And to me, the great miracle of Hanukkah is that they lit the first candle. They didn't know what was going to happen. And if you think of the great comebacks that people are behind, they're feeling a little down, but they keep playing and they're able to draw the strength to win the games. And that can really be at any time in our lives. You know, sometimes we're a little afraid to get started. Maybe it's acting in a school play. Maybe it's starting a bar mitzvah service on a Saturday morning. Maybe it's a parent worrying about starting a bar mitzvah service on a Saturday morning. It could be anything, starting any kind of big project. We might be afraid and say, oh, it's too much. Could be any kind of thing that's challenging us throughout life. But when we think of our great sports comebacks and we think of Hanukkah, it's all about lighting the first light. And that's why we're going to sing at the end of the service our song, Light One Candle, the Song of the Maccabees. That's what it's all about. Shabbat Shalom, Hanukkah Sameach.